I'm going to try and make this shorter than the feed drop episode, which is less than 4 minutes long. So I'm about to talk very quickly. Palbo is an existentialist flash fiction anthology. This specific episode is about a time loop. It was written and narrated by Reese. You know Reese. You like Reese. More importantly, I like Reese. In fact, he's more or less my favourite guy. He is brilliant and creative and weird and fun, and even if you don't care about any of those things, he has a nice voice. So you'd stick around and hear him say some words anyway. If you liked Ethics Town, you wouldn't have liked it half as much without Reese. So you should do him a solid and listen to his show. And James, who's done the sound design and production for this anthology, is a lovely, friendly, supportive member of the audio drama community, and I'm so honoured he let me help him promote this show. The entire anthology is barely longer than 20 minutes, so if you enjoy this episode, you should absolutely check out the rest. So yeah, here you go. Battle vote. If you've enjoyed this episode, you can find a link to the rest of the show in the show notes. The final episode of Paddleboat, maybe ever, maybe this year, maybe just this month, who knows? She's an ever-changing beast. Comes out this Thursday. So if you think it's your vibe, please do subscribe. Find them on socials at PaddleboatPod to tell them your thoughts. Track Reese down and tell him he's the most special little boy and you love him. Or, if that's too familiar, tell him I love him. I hope you've enjoyed this feed drop in which I talked for longer than the runtime of the episode. We're looking forward to being back with more of Reese saying stuff later this year.
Paddleboat by Reese Lawton. Produced by James Curtis. Episode 7.
One new message. Message left tomorrow at 14:10.
If you seem jumpy at all for the rest of my life, it's because you've been stuck in an infinite time loop. To answer the most pressing questions, it will be over this weekend. Yes, you learned how to play the accordion. No, you do not know how to ice sculpt. And yes, Sarah is the best kisser of the lot of you. You learn your lesson. The truth was inside yourself, be a better person, etc., etc. But as a result, you are always looking over my shoulder, your shoulder. Every time you hear "I'm a Believer" by the Monkees, I shudder and tense up and wonder which mistake you need to put right, certain that you're back there. I will bite my tongue and mind my step so as not to offend whatever interventionist power sent you... us... into that loop, and whatever arbitrary decisions it makes. If you seem distracted or dismissive of whatever thing you have planned, I'm sorry. It's because you're certain you'll catch it the next time around. If you smell, I am sorry. The night before the loop, I had a bath, and whenever I woke up, I was clean, and showering takes up so much of the time you'll be practicing the accordion or reducing the minor inconveniences of other people's lives. There are people you know better now. You know every one of their secrets. You got close to all of them. They won't remember us. I'm sorry if you forget names. If they weren't in the loop, it might have been years of our time since you saw them last. You can understand every person who insults you in another language, but you know you'll only be permitted a witty comeback or polite silence. You will die. So many times. Death holds no mystery to you. All that is on the other side for you is a warm bed and the Monkees' "I'm a Believer." You can leave the time loop. It never leaves you.
My microphone died in the few seconds it took me to open a new track, so I hope you enjoy this post-credits dip in quality. If you've enjoyed this episode, you can find a link to the rest of the show in the show notes. The final episode of Paddle Boat, maybe ever, maybe this year, maybe just this month, who knows? She's an ever-changing beast. Comes out this Thursday, so if you think it's your vibe, please do subscribe. Find them on socials at paddleboatpod to tell them your thoughts. Track Reese down and tell him he's the most special little boy and you love him. Or if that's too familiar, tell him I love him. I hope you've enjoyed this feed drop in which I talked for longer than the runtime of the episode. Looking forward to being back with more of Reese saying stuff later this year.